I'm Rick Nesbitt. This is The Week That Was in Eunice for August 31st, 2025. We start off with a meeting that was held at the Eunice Municipal Complex last Wednesday. Parish President Jesse Bellard and Eunice Mayor Scott Fontenot were present and spoke about funding that has been approved by the state of Louisiana for the completion of the Liberty Theater remodeling, the Eunice Public Library, and the Eunice Fire Department on Park Avenue.
This is one thing that we're very happy to do today. We was able to secure some good funding for the city of Eunice and Ellis. Hopefully this all goes a long way. The Liberty Theater is going to be getting $1.2 million for some renovation projects over there. The city of Eunice is going to be getting $1.3 million for some renovations at the city hall and the city jail. All of this is a big plus for the entire parish, because we get money every year, and most of the time it kind of goes here and there. This is one of those times where it's coming to the west side, and I'm very happy to see that happen. We have the Speaker of the House, Philip DeVilliers, who was very instrumental in getting this, and obviously he doesn't come to this because he's the kind of guy, I'll do what I can, and y'all do what y'all got to do with it. And we're very appreciative of him. Also, Senator Boudreaux, Senator Cloud, Representative Miller, they pushed very hard in the legislature for this. So I'm going to let the mayor talk.
Yeah, so like Parish President just said, it's a great investment for the city of Eunice. This past year in the session, we put in over $10 million of requests to the state for capital outlay. We didn't get it all, but we were blessed with what we did receive. Number one, we got the $1.3 million to do renovations to the Eunice City Hall and the police department. We put in for that last year. We got prioritized in P5, but this year now we got the cash, so that's a great thing. Also, we got $1 million that's going to be going to the Liberty Association to help the restoration of the historic Liberty Theater. That's another big plus, because I believe there's a match on the private side that's going to match that million. So I haven't confirmed that yet with the group, but that's what their intent was. Also, the investments at LSU. I know Jesse talked about the parish. You know, LSU is a part of Eunice, but it's in Acadia Parish. But there's $40 million that was approved this year just for LSU alone through the state legislature. So we got a lot of things going on. We also got $1 million in cash for the city. We were going to apply to the wastewater treatment facility, but I'm glad to announce today that a couple of weeks ago, we went back to Baton Rouge and they granted us $4 million additional to move forward with our wastewater treatment project. And that's a $24 million project. That's the biggest undertaking the city has ever done. So that was something that the state helped us out with also. There's a lot of good investments going on in Eunice. We work really hard. We work together with the parish. You know, they're out there lobbying with their lobbyists at the Capitol, and we're doing everything we got to do behind the scenes. But it's a collaborative effort. I'm glad that this funding's happening. And it's just another investment in Eunice. People need to recognize this is a place you want to invest in, you know, Acadiana, because we're on the move. So thank you all. Thank you all for coming.
Eunice Police Chief Kyle LaBeouf also spoke.
So the jail issue, for years the jail has been in need of repair. As you can imagine, this building was built in 1979. I can remember when I first became a police officer, it was the old city hall. This place was being built. I remember the day we moved in here. But anyway, through the years, lack of maintenance, deterioration, that occurs. So when you get to this point, you look at it and say, you know, we really need an uplift. So what we're going to do, we're going to take the current plan we have now, we're going to just gut it out and go with an open dorm type setting. The architects already done that part. We have the engineers who are looking at it for plumbing, HVAC, electrical, AC, may need to be changed, but we're going to take care of all that. Once that's done, we'll get the final drawing, and then, you know, it'll have to go through bid processing and whatnot. But that's where we're at now. We're waiting to hear back from the architects and the recommendations from the engineers. So yeah, this is something that we really, really need. You know, it's all about safety. It's all about the safety of not only my officers, but people who are incarcerated. You know, you have to fit for their safety also. So that's what it's all about. I'm very appreciative of everybody who was involved in getting this funding. It's very badly needed.
Also present were Ernest Blanchard, St. Landry Parish Council District 13, Eunice City Councilman Ward 3, Randy Reed, and Ward 4, Connie Thibodeau. Also last Wednesday in Eunice, Dr. Tony Baltakis of the Eunice Library spoke to the Eunice Rotary Club during their regular Wednesday meeting at LSUE about plans to restore the outside of the library to its original state with a red brick exterior.
We officially joined the state system in October of 2023. And there's a provision in the law that says that if you join, no individual library in the state system can raise money on their own. So we're being forced to create a Friends of the Library Board, and that Friends of the Library Board will act as a means of raising the money. And then when we need money for our various activities, that's where it will come from. We won't have to go to the city all the time. Like right now, I go to the city and get the money. But this it will just go through the Friends of the Library, which is going to be a 501c3. We've already got the application in. We've got a bank account over at Washington State Bank. If you want to join, we have members are $20 a year, $30 for a family, and $150 or $250 for 2 years or 1 year, depending upon what you want to do. But that's about it, Rick.
And you also spoke about actual physical renovations to the library.
Well, we're really going to, yes, this is on a grant that the city had, and you're going to see this, all the siding is going to come off of the library. There's going to be a balcony on the library. We're going to retile everything on the second floor. The first floor has already been retiled, and it's going to happen sometime between now and, say, next spring.
And Donna Baltakis, who is also a friend of the Eunice Library, chimed in with updated information, including adult events coming up at the Eunice Library in downtown Eunice.
Yes, thank you, Rick. The library wrote a Louisiana Endowment for Humanities grant, and we received the grant for two programs. It's called Adult Educational Cultural Lecture Series. The first one is on September 16th. We'll have a reception at 5:30 and the presentation actually at 6 o'clock. And our speaker is going to be Dr. Henry Robertson. Henry is a professor of history and a vice chancellor at Louisiana Christian in Alexandria. And he'll be talking about that. It's going to be very interesting. Our second is someone everyone knows on September 30th, against a 5:30 reception and a 6 o'clock presentation, Jerry DeVillier. He's going to be discussing the harmonica and Cajun music, and he's one of our homegrown men. So we're looking forward to both of these programs at the library. First time the library's ever done anything like this. It's open to the public. It's free. We're saying it's for adults. So this specific program is not going to be for children, but we're saying for adults, but it's open and free to everyone.
You mainly want to let people know that this is not a children's event like you've been having at the library.
Yes, we have so many children's events. Every Wednesday there's events. All summer we've had things for children. And we just thought it'd be nice to write this grant for the adult cultural event series. And just to let people know, this is going to be speeches and discussions and presentations for adults that adults will be interested in.
All right, Donna, thanks a lot for being on the radio with us.
Thank you, Rick, and thank you, KEUN, for always supporting Eunice.
The Eunice Players Theater in downtown Eunice held rehearsals all week long for their new performance of The Savannah Sipping Society. It premieres on the 10th of September and runs through to the 14th. I spoke with four of the cast members while they were taking a break from rehearsal for this performance that will be filled with laughter, hilarious misadventures, and the occasional liquid refreshment.
My name is Lauren Bourgeois, and we're practicing for the Savannah Sipping Society that's going to be happening at Eunice Players Theater coming up very soon. With me, I have Bonnie Kaiser, Michelle Reed, and Kelly Bertrand. My character is Marla Faye Mosley.
What is this story all about?
Well, it's kind of like a tale of the Golden Girls. Each one of us play a different middle-aged character who are getting over their own hurdles in life.
Bonnie Pete Kaiser, now, what part are you playing?
I am Randa. The whole play is set on my veranda. It's Randa's veranda. This one's a challenge. I have to have a southern accent. I never did that one before.
And what part are you playing?
I'm playing Dot Hagler. I am the older and wiser of the four. She's a very positive and upbeat.
Now, I saw you rehearsing earlier with a little rag doll or something. Is that part of the play?
Yes, it is. It is a part, very interesting.
He's
part of the play.
Device.
He's our mobile therapy device. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And last but not least, what is your character?
Well, I'm Kelly Bertrand, and I'm playing the character of Jinx Jenkins. And she is sort of the life coach of the group. It's a very stereotypical part.
Vibrant? Would you say vibrant?
Yes. Energetic, gregarious, self-confident, outgoing person.
And what are the dates for the showing of this play here at the Eunice Players Theater?
So opening night begins Wednesday, September 10th. We have at 7 p.m. We have a show on September 11th at 7 p.m., which is the Thursday. And then we have another show September 13th, which is the Saturday at 7 p.m. And then we have a Sunday matinee on the 14th of September. And September 15th, Monday at 7 p.m. And then our last show will be September 17th, Wednesday, September 17th at 7 p.m.
If you are not a season ticket holder and haven't called and reserved your spots, you're going to want to get online and go to eunicepayerstheater.com and select the date you want and pay for your tickets online. And you can show up at the door with your email confirmation. It's that easy.
Looks like it's going to be a mighty fine play. Again, from the Eunice Players Theater, they are on a roll for 2025. Again, tickets are available at www.eunicepayerstheater.com or you can call 337-888-9902 to purchase tickets. Season ticket holders can call 866-856-3653 to reserve your seat for the show. And if you're looking for other entertainment before then, the Queen Cinema on Walnut Street in downtown Eunice is screening the 50th anniversary of the classic motion picture Jaws, directed by Steven Spielberg, featuring Roy Scheider in the cast, Robert Shaw and Richard Dreyfuss. Showtimes are today, August 31st, Sunday, 4:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., and also a showing Wednesday. And also showing at the historic Queen Cinema, Caught Stealing. It's a thriller and a comedy with Austin Butler, Regina King, and Zoe Kravitz.
Let's go back to your place so you can take advantage of my poor judgment.
I depend on your poor judgment.
I want to know if I can take this seriously.
What do you need to take it seriously?
Come on, kids, get a room.
I've got to fly back to London. I need you to take care of my cat.
I like cats.
I like dogs.
The multi-million-dollar box office smash Weapons is still showing at the Queen Cinema. This is a horror movie. It's a good thriller. Featured in the cast are Josh Brolin, Julia Garner, and Alden Ehrenreich. And we lost a couple of good ones this past week in Eunice. Clifton T. Claus, an educator, businessman, sportsman, and a family man, and a radio broadcaster on KEUN Radio, passed away at the age of 89. He will be missed. And Cajun music legend Ellis Vanacore, who had just recently celebrated a 96th birthday, passed away today. He was recognized as one of the greats in Cajun music. He had quite an impressive life, and he also created the band the Lacassine Playboys. And that's the week that was in Eunice, Louisiana. I'm Rick Nesbitt. I'll have another update next week. Follow my podcast episodes on Podomatic.com and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Just search YouTube for Kahuna Rick. That's K-A-H-U-N-A-R-I-C. Until next week, keep your ears on the radio.